I planned to stage a play by a former IRA hunger striker at the PSNI New Forge Country Club is causing controversy. The play by Lawrence McKeown, called Green and Blue, will look at policing the border during the Troubles and will take place tonight. But the venue for the play has been criticised by unionist politicians as insensitive. Lawrence McKeown was convicted in 1976 of the attempted murder of a police officer. So is the staging of the play insensitive or a sign of a new, more open police force? Earlier I spoke to the commentator Chris Donnelly and the DEP MP Geoffrey Donaldson, who began by asking what was wrong with this.
Well, it's not so much what I have wrong with it. It's those who served with the RUC who I think have a concern about. New Forge was the target of a number of IRA attacks, and indeed there were attempts to kill police officers at the New Forge Club during the Troubles. And of course, Lawrence McKeown was convicted of offences related to IRA terrorism. So there are some retired officers who are concerned about the decision to host the event at the New Forge Country Club. And I think we have to take on board their concerns. And as I've said, whilst I have nothing against former prisoners pursuing arts and cultural activities, I'm glad that Lawrence McKeown is writing plays rather than planning to do other things associated with his past. But, you know, we have to be sensitive as well to those who have suffered. And I think that more should have been done to consult the Retired Police Officers Association before the decision was taken to have this event at New Forge.
Chris?
Yeah, I think, first of all, good morning, Stephen and Geoffrey. I think it's a bit ridiculously knee-jerk and short-sighted to kind of condemn the club for the, you know, for the sake of it. We saw the same attitude displayed over the summer when Brendan Byrne's 66 Days documentary film about the 1981 hunger strike was released before people had even watched it. You know, as I understand it, this play is based on an oral archive of serving RUC and on Garda Síochána officers. Reading the promotional material, you know, it clearly indicates that the perspective adopted by the scriptwriter is one which seeks to relay the experiences of those officers using their own words. And really, when you think of it, for a Republican like Lawrence McKeown, to pen a script which clearly has as its focus attempted to highlight the human face of individuals serving as RUC officers, you know, in particular, that represents a remarkable attempt to reach out and demonstrate a desire to accept the legitimacy of the, you know, the perspective of those who would have been the traditional enemies of Irish Republicans. So I think there really could be no greater example of genuine reconciliation. So I think on one level, it's very knee-jerk. I think on the second level, I think it's also important to recognise that the New Forge Country Club is associated with the PSNI, not the RUC. And there's a difference. PSNI is a police service created after the Good Friday Agreement, after the patent proposals. It was the police service for the new dispensation to represent us all, unionist, nationalist, Republican, loyalist. Now, I get quite nervous and anxious, I think, when we hear that, you know, people, almost unionist politicians and others, are trying to claim it for the RUC, for those who represented, you know, a perspective that was more traditionally held, the unionist vision of the past. I think it's important that we draw a line and say that this is...
So you can't see any sensitivity issues around this whatsoever, Chris?
No, I didn't say that, Stephen. I could understand people who come from a unionist background obviously having hostility towards Republicans. But I think if you look at this, and again, looking at the promotional material, it's very clear that this is based on archive material that is in their own words from people who serve in the RUC. And this is a Republican who's essentially trying to write a play which presents a human face to those who he would have seen as his enemy in the past. I think that's quite remarkable.
Geoffrey?
Well, first of all, I don't think Chris helps his case by talking about knee-jerk reactions. Chris, that's offensive. It's offensive to the former officers of the RUC who have very genuine feelings on this issue. And I don't think we should go around blasting people as being knee-jerk in their reaction. I was contacted by a number of these officers. And when I didn't go public on it, but when the Belfast Telegraph rang me and asked for a comment, having spoken to those retired RUC officers, I felt I should articulate their concerns. Now, that's not knee-jerk, Chris. That's articulating a genuine Western, and we're going to go around insulting people because they have genuine concerns about our trouble. Frankly, we're not going to make any progress. Now, all I have said, I didn't condemn you, as Chris has suggested. I think he should read again what I actually said. I sought to be measured and balanced in my comments. I acknowledge that, of course, those who have a past, it doesn't mean they can't be involved in the process, the peace process, or indeed in building reconciliation. I did not condemn the play itself or the contents of this event. All that I said was that perhaps more sensitivity should have been shown. And Chris is wrong. I don't know if he's ever been in New Forge, but to suggest that New Forge is only associated with the PSNI is bunkum. I've been there. You can see symbolism of the RUC. The RUC founded New Forge. They are very much associated with New Forge. Retired police officers meet in New Forge. So, you know, for Chris to try and whitewash all of that away, it just simply isn't the reality. And we need to be sensitive to these things. And that's all that I'm saying, that there should have been more sensitivity shown towards the retired police officers who are entitled.
Well, how do you show that sensitivity?
I think, Stephen, there's a context to this too. You see, over the summer, we had a mirror image of those who are arguing what Jeffrey's arguing. In West Belfast, during the West Belfast Festival, Fiamhain Phobail, one of the community organisations invited PSNI officers to a community fun day, and they were targeted. There were leaflets given out saying, you should not be inviting the PSNI because of what has happened in the past, because of what the RUC did to our people in this area. And I think that community organisation stood firm, the Fiamhain Phobail staff, and Sinn Féin and other nationalist representatives stood behind them to say, no, we need to be moving on. And I think that's the type of leadership that we need to be seeing here. Of course, we can always hark back to the past and say that things were done against one's community. But if we're talking about starting again, if we're talking about a better future, accepting that the PSNI should be seeking to serve and represent all of us, then I think it needs political leaders to actually be supporting initiatives like this, as opposed to being critical.
And Chris, a question for you then. The next time there is an anniversary of Bloody Sunday, will they invite members of the Parachute Regiment to come along with that? You know, Republicans aren't bereft of their sensitivities either, Chris. There have been many occasions that I'm aware of where Republicans have refused to take part in events because of British symbols being present, have refused to take part in events because of the presence of people associated with our armed forces. And I've organised many of those events, and I'm aware of this. So, Chris, with all due respect, you know, if Republicans are going to engage in reconciliation, then, you know, they need to step up to the mark as well.
But this isn't about remembering a specific atrocity. This is actually more remarkable in a sense. This is a Republican that has penned a script which seeks to sympathise with the plight faced by RUC officers during the conflict by presenting them, you know, presenting their human stories that they faced. Now, that's quite remarkable. I mean, the flip side of that is somebody who'd be a serving British soldier or a former RUC man doing the same about what Republicans or loyalists were doing. That's genuine reconciliation, Jeffrey. That's something I think we should be welcoming.